Hello,
and welcome to a pandemic podcast.
Hi, everyone. Chris here, just popping in with a brief message to let everyone know we have not abandoned the podcast and that we are actively working on some new episodes. We've been on a bit of a hiatus while our individual levels of chaos have waxed and waned, and a lot has happened since our last episode. The World Health Organization has declared the end of the global health emergency. Policies to remove masking in healthcare facilities have been implemented almost globally. And here at home in our province, we're seeing the continued cultivation of ignorance and apathy toward the ongoing pandemic, which continues to kill one New Brunswicker almost every day. For those of us interested in protecting ourselves and our communities and engaging in acts of reciprocal care, these things can feel pretty bleak, and despair in these circumstances is natural. However, when we as people are shown that politicians and policymakers, powerful people, have deemed us disposable, we can choose to let that truth activate us. We can see our struggles reflected in the struggles of others, and we can anticipate the future imminent struggles of people who have been lucky enough, privileged enough, to avoid organized dismissal and disenfranchisement so far. We can act with care, and we can empower each other in solidaristic refusal to be disregarded. This kind of radicalization happens in dangerous, critical times, just like we saw at the beginning of the pandemic, which is why I believe so much effort is employed to frame our current situation as safe, peaceful, and calm. So much effort is employed to erase, obscure, or otherwise normalize horror. This is why difficult discussions are so necessary. They're so crucially important. It's so awareness persists, awareness that these are still dangerous, critical times. Having seen the global activation of communal care that followed in the wake of announcing the threat of COVID, the powerful sought to immediately reverse the perception of that. Communal care is so antithetical to hegemony that the activating element had to be rebranded as benign, safe, mild, and eventually over. The progression away from collective mitigation of the pandemic and toward individualization was sold to people on the basis of relinquishing restrictions in favor of freedom and autonomy. The truth is that the removal of community-level protection took away agency from people as they no longer had power to affect change in public spaces or in their workplaces. We all know there is no effective way to individually eliminate a communal threat. By its very nature, it must be addressed through collective endeavors. In abandoning population-level mitigations, the government effectively reduced its pandemic response to an education campaign. The public's given information and told to make decisions based on their interpretation of that information without clarification, without any correction of any misinterpretations they might have. Besides that being completely contradictory to the concept of public health and the precautionary principle, the information that was provided to the public was inaccurate, incomplete, and in some cases, outright misleading. And as time passes, we're seeing less and less information, not more. We see purpose in this lack of transparency. With adequate facts and adequate translation of those facts into meaningful concepts, information about the state of the pandemic becomes more material and more meaningful to people. It also becomes more difficult for officials to dismiss. It's with that in mind that we are going to continue to discuss these issues here on a pandemic podcast. We continue to have difficult discussions to persist in fostering awareness. And it's my hope that in pulling the threads which connect seemingly disparate elements of our pandemic story, we not only help ourselves understand, but we assist in creating an objective history. And one can hope the ability for those who come after us to not repeat it. I speak for all of us, Cheryl, Kay, and myself, when I say thank you so much for being part of this conversation. Thank you for all your messages, your feedback, and your support. It is so appreciated. appreciated. Thank you so much. Please stay tuned to the feed, and please, please, please stay safe. Thanks.